It's day three of our Advent series. What would you do for family? Today's episode of our Light the World Advent Calendar features two stories from people who reconnected in meaningful ways with their families. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. To start, we hear from Haroon Mogal, an award-winning journalist who originally joined us on episode 160.
I wanted to share a story about the importance of family and the unexpected ways in which small gestures can create beautiful outcomes. I grew up in Massachusetts in the 1980s. My parents come from Pakistan. I was one of two siblings. We didn't have a lot of family in the United States or really anywhere outside of Pakistan. Kind of unusual. Most of my friends, they had some cousins, some aunts, some uncles who'd also made it to the US or Canada or United Kingdom. So we would go back to Pakistan every year, every other year. That was pretty much my only chance to spend any time with family, to have a feeling like I was part of something bigger than myself or what was immediately around me. I did, however, have my mom's cousin who lived in Boston, which is about an hour and a half away. He was also the cool uncle. He got married a little bit later. When he had kids, I was already in high school. And then I guess when you go to college and you start to get busy with your life, you lose touch. I didn't see his kids or get to watch them grow up or be part of their lives for really a long time. And then when COVID hit, I ended up in Cincinnati, which is where my wife grew up. The experience of coming to the Midwest and becoming part of a family and having responsibility in part for a family was probably the most meaningful thing that's ever happened to me, and certainly the most important thing that's ever happened to me in terms of helping me find direction and focus and really changing who I am in so many ways, or maybe helping me realize who I wanted to be. And long story short, my uncle's youngest son ended up in Cleveland, which is in fact 4 hours away from Cincinnati, diagonally across the state, and he was doing a one-year dental program out there. And his mom reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'm driving with family to drop them off in Cleveland. Maybe we can swing by your house." Our youngest had, it's called an Amin in the Muslim tradition. It's the first time you finish reading the Quran from start to finish. It's usually when kids are 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. They have a party to celebrate. And it's kind of the beginning of their emergence into the responsibilities and consequences of being an adult in a faith tradition. So my uncle's son, who is kind of like a nephew, I don't even know the terms that tells you how much family I grew up around. He ended up coming down 3.5 hours and spent a couple of days with us. And honestly, the celebration wouldn't have gone off without him. He's a lot younger and a lot more energy and really allowed himself to be put to work and helped us from start to finish clean up everything. You know, you always need a couple of people like that. And then when it was all over, he drove back to Cleveland at 11 o'clock at night. But I guess when you're in your 20s, that's not really that hard to do. I would have driven about 5 miles and fall asleep. But a year after, I found out he's getting married to a girl from Cleveland, and we got to go to his wedding. And I just wanted to share this story because it was a kind of simple reminder that sometimes when you lose track of people and lose touch with people and you open that door again, sometimes it rekindles relationships. And actually what ended up happening is our whole family went there, a lot of aunts, uncles, cousins who have ended up in the U.S. in the last few years, who I had not many opportunity to see, in part because we have a very big country. We all ended up in Cleveland and had a kind of a family reunion there. My brother was there and his kids were there. And it was a really nice and beautiful experience. I saw my uncle, my aunt for the first time in many, many years. And I guess it's part of me sharing something that was really meaningful, but hopefully also a bit of a suggestion to folks out there that sometimes there are people we get too busy to connect with. They are good people and they're important to us and they're important to our lives and to our futures. And so maybe use the holidays as an opportunity to try to rekindle at least some of those relationships.
Next is Marianne Bari, who previously joined us to talk about a near-death experience in episode 220.
This was about 27 years ago when I was sitting in New Delhi on my rooftop, my favorite place early morning to sit. And at that time, there was this insight, I mean, almost like a voice, which was telling me that I need to get a golden heart for the brother-in-law of my sister. And I didn't understand very clearly what that meant, but it came very clearly in a vision that I needed to go to the market and find a golden heart and take it to Germany. It was very hot outside, and I did go to the market, and I found that very beautiful embellished heart, and I took it to Germany. And when I reached there and I met my sister, I found out that her brother-in-law was extremely unwell. He had an enlarged heart, and he was devastated because we wouldn't be able to work anymore. And the doctors told him only a heart transplant would save his life, and there was no heart inside for him. It was difficult even to meet him because he didn't want to meet anybody. And there he was, and full of complaints and full of questions. And I took the heart out and I gave it to him. I told him that this golden heart is for him opening up and accepting what is happening. And there he was, melting away, sitting in his bed, tears rolling down his cheeks. He said, "I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I've given up." And then I called out and asked, "Please give me a sign. Give me a single sign that there is help, there is hope for me. I just need one sign to be able to go through this." "There you are. You are my angel, coming all the way from India to bring this golden heart to me. You can't believe what this golden heart means for me." And from that day onwards, his entire life shifted around. It was not any more important that this new heart is found and there's a surgery and all. In fact, he refused surgery. And he said, "Yeah, I found my golden heart and I'm going to manage. I'm going to just blindly follow what I need to do." And he turned out to become very religious. The doctors had given him not more than maybe a year to live. And now, 27 years later, he's still alive. And basically, I would say, he learned how to become an angel for others, because he suddenly realized what is coming now is a bonus. And his task was to find out what is left to be done in this life. And he found it. He found it. It's something amazing to be blessed, but it's something much more valuable and much more amazing to be a blessing for others.
Many thanks to Haroon Mughal and Marianne Bari for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.